Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jackson, is this hard rock, heavy metal? What is this?
This is your sweet spot.
You broke from
late '90s, maybe early '90s.
Okay, so you broke free from your genre and your trends earlier. I see what you did—a little self-scouting, and you wanted to break your trends. Get
you
out
got
of
that
here.
Right. Okay,
well done. It is 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. It's been a spirited show, holiday spirit. We gave away a Drake May autographed football. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Especially
it's a hell of a gift
this time of year, because you can either keep it, or you could be the really cool uncle or whatever, rewrap it and give like some kid a Drake May autographed football for Christmas.
My God, imagine opening that up now.
Like, and
especially
you're a kid,
in 3 weeks when you're the AFC East winner and the presumptive number one seed, and you're unwrapping a Drake May ball, future Hall of Famer, which I saw you had to clarify in the text line that you do believe that.
Yeah,
Drake May ball, that's unbelievable.
That is pretty, and especially at a time where if you are an uncle or an aunt or a grandfather or father and you're looking for Drake May jerseys, they are not easy to find.
Tough to find.
Especially since Fanatics took over the whole world, so once it's not available at Fanatics, it's not available anywhere else either. Unless you're like 400 pounds, Drake May jerseys are basically impossible
Drake
to
May,
find.
Everything Drake May is, like, the market for that. Talk about something that if you just wanted to sort of like speculate and do right by yourself, all of his merch, the jerseys, autographed balls, Drake May trading cards. Like, I got my oldest boy when the Patriots drafted him a year and a half ago, like a Bowman chrome thing. It had a picture of him in a Drake UNC jersey. I spent $30 on eBay. It's worth over 150 now.
Oh, yeah. It's gone through
the
roof.
It has quintupled in its value, because it's just like you're just speculating on who's going to do well. And because his rise has been so meteoric, like, that'll make a kid's Christmas like that.
And Fitzy, we've gone for years on the Six Rings pod talking about sort of the jersey buying idea. Yep. If you had asked me after week one, $180 for a Drake May jersey after he just went out there and lost and looked kind of like a deer in headlights against the Raiders. If
you had nothing said, honestly, nothing special week one at all.
$180, I'd hold off a little bit. Well, if you held off, now you might not be able to buy it, because he got really good really fast and is really popular right now. So it happens.
And his wife is the most popular baker on TikTok.
It's everywhere, which I still don't really get that. Like, has anyone actually baked some of her recipes? Are they that
good? She's doing a Bakesmas now. I don't know if you know that. So she's doing the 25 days of Bakesmas. Every day she bakes or makes something different.
Is she Stiz?
Yesterday it was like this holiday bark with chocolate and cranberries and orange, and like the comments from Pats fans who have just blown her up into an internet superstar, honest to God, are great. And yet this is now another thing that is driving, like, that is nails on a chalkboard, that rusty nails in the eardrums of, like, Bills fans, Jets fans, Dolphins fans. I love it. Go. I hope Ann Michael May is the new Martha Stewart.
All right, everybody, cross your fingers because it is 5:07:45. That means it's time for The Drive.
Yeah!
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep!
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
So we let off the show talking about the Red Sox because they made a trade. Johan Oviedo. And I checked it during the break. We are saying it right. I stumbled upon the Major League Baseball pronunciation packet on the desk behind me during one of the breaks.
That's real?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole packet. So you get anybody, Fitzy, you want me to know, I can look them up by team, tell you how to say their name. But Oviedo, I know how to say his name. My question is, what will I be saying about his role and his performance? The password goes in the deal, five-player deal, but those are the particulars. Those are the high-end names you're interested in. What are we going to be talking about? Are we talking about their number three starter? Are we talking about a back end of the rotation guy? Are we talking about a guy who's going to be used in a high leverage bullpen role for all we know could be groomed to be Chapman's replacement? Are we going to be happy about this trade when we get to midseason? What are the Red Sox getting from the Pirates?
In Oviedo, they are getting a back end of the rotation guy.
Yeah,
they're not getting a super penner. They're not getting a Chapman replacement. I can't imagine that's what they saw in this guy, because he doesn't have the control to be a shutdown, really. Like, for a guy that, what is it, Dan, walks career wise, it was walks one out of every nine guys, but last year ballooned up to one out of every seven.
Yeah, 11% and 15%, brutal. Yeah,
you can't do that. You can't do that as a closer. So unless I see this as a classic example of Breslow and Bailey working in tandem to identify someone they think has the tools they're buying low. They're speculating on the market. They're buying low on a guy they think they can turn into a top of the rotation starter. But in 2026, you are going to see him as your number four, maybe number five starter, so long as his elbow holds up. Because boy, oh boy, the Red Sox absolutely love injury-ridden reclamation projects.
So, Dimball, why did it cost you your number three prospect, a top 100 prospect, to get a fingers crossed his elbow holds up and he's good in the future kind of guy?
I think there are details about this guy that make a lot of teams go, well, there is something here. 6'6", you can't teach that. 275 pounds? No, yep. That seems a little too much.
6'6", 270.
He's a left tackle for the Patriots?
He is 6'6". I know that. I can't remember the weight off the top of my head. But he's a beast, and he's got to reach over 7 foot. There's a frame there that would look like, oh, if you can kind of harness all of these guys.
Dan Ball, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
According to Baseball Reference,
it is, isn't it?
He's 6'6", 275.
Okay, I thought I read that. I was like,
who is he, Jabba Chamberlain? Jeez.
I did think I was looking at the wrong sport when I was remembering that number.
I would like this trade better for the Patriots. I think he's a developmental right tackle.
Ben Brown. Yeah,
I was
going to
say.
Or,
yeah, no, honestly, if Anthony Jennings or Harold Landry gets hurt, you can always put in Oviedo.
So that's kind of the point. This guy is just simply built different. There is a lot of good stuff with the slider. It's a guy who can ramp it up to the high 90s. There's a lot of the picture when you don't take the stats into account. I'm Peter Schragering myself into this.
A little bit.
I know, but
the stats are the stats, whatever.
You're trying to buy low, or you're trying to buy a guy at value of what is supposed to be a top of the end starter. This is really hard to defend because I don't understand it in the slightest. You're adding to an issue that you already have, which is you have too many borderline MLB starting pitchers right now. Mm-hmm. You're adding to that and taking away from a guy who I thought was going to feature in a Joe Ryan deal, a Freddie Peralta deal, a Cole Reagans deal, a Ketel Marte deal, the kind of needle-moving deals that Craig Breslow foreshadowed this offseason. But instead, you're sending out a guy who I think still has good value as a top prospect for a guy who's not even insuredly making your rotation this year. There's not a lot of this that I get. I don't really like it at all.
Okay, you referenced it there. Craig Breslow, his words, in various points said, you know, we're set 3 through 10. We feel really good about that. We're looking for a guy who can walk side by side with Crochet at the top of the rotation into a playoff series. This ain't that. So is that affecting the way we look at this move? If he had never said those words, if he had just said, our priorities this offseason are to improve the baseball team, to improve the depth of our pitching staff so that we're better suited to be a good staff late in the year and into the postseason, but hadn't said some of the particulars, would we look at this trade differently?
Yes, we would, and to expand it out a little bit, if the Red Sox had been honest with fans for the last handful of years, I'm dead serious. Like, if since 20, and it is funny in like a ha-ha, this makes me sad kind of way, but if they had been honest since 2022 about what the end goal was of the Boston Red Sox, we wouldn't take this kind of tone when we're talking about the team. If they were just honest in saying that we're going through a rebuild, we're restocking the cupboards, and we're prioritizing more efficient spending on the players that we bring in than we did in years past, then as much as we wouldn't like it, we'd still understand it because we felt like they were being honest. I do not come out of any interaction that I hear with Craig Breslow, Sam Kennedy, or above and feel like I was told the truth about anything with the Red Sox. And it drives me up a freaking wall. So, no, I don't think that we're being told the truth about a lot of what's going on.
And Fitzy, does the order of operations here matter? And what I mean by that, if they swing back around, we get to the meetings next week, and all of a sudden we're talking about Pete Alonso. I keep wanting to call him Alfonso, and I don't know why. Pete Alonso.
You're thinking of the legend of Edgardo Alfonso.
Or I'm thinking of Alfonso, what's his name?
Ribeiro?
Yes, Dancing with the Stars and America's Funniest Home Videos and Fresh Prince. Could be that. Whatever. If we're talking Pete Alonso next week and Kyle Schwarber and big bats and offense, and we're suddenly looking at the lineup and we're stacking it and figuring out who's batting fifth and sixth, will we look at this move differently? Will this grow? Will our appetite grow for a trade like this or a trade for Sonny Gray if the bats are suddenly booming?
Of course it will. And if it doesn't, then you're just being mad for the sake of shaking an angry fist Soxward. If they're able to get two mighty bats and add that to the lineup, alleviating you of your fears of more Yoshida outfield trades, Tristan Casas playing a significant role, whatever. If you're able to get two big bats, and then you can say, oh, wow. So they added a couple of big bats and they lost Giolito, but they're going to bring in Connolly early and Sonny Gray and Oviedo. Like, okay, this is good. They're being proactive. They're making moves to keep up in the arms race of the AL East, which, by the way, is it me or does it seem like the AL East is the most active division right now in Major League Baseball?
Oh, absolutely.
In hot stove offseason terms.
And, but that's also what you're getting back to, is you need to remember that is that's what the AL East is known for, right? Yankees, Red Sox,
Blue Jays.
It's what it's supposed to be. The only one that's more dominant is whatever that realignment expansion AL East was.
Oh, yeah, remember that.
The AL Northeast or whatever the hell it was, where it was like borderline unwinnable.
And then there was the Southeast where it was like Nationals, Orioles, Marlins, and somebody else,
and
Rays,
You were Yankees, Mets,
Red Sox,
Phillies,
yeah.
Like, good luck in that division if you're not going to spend.
The Blue Jays are the new Red Sox. It's unfortunate, but it's always been a two-team race in the American League East. Now it's still a two-team race in the American League East. It's just the Yankees against a new team, and it's the Toronto Blue Jays because they care about winning.
So speaking of the bats and who they're targeting, Steve Phillips, MLB Network, kind of has the rundown of what they want to do and what the options are.
What about Boston? I feel like they, and we've talked about this at length, Steve, they surprised even themselves at points last season. What does 2026 have in store?
So they're looking for offense right now. Primarily, ideally, they'd like right-handed bats. Now, it doesn't mean that they're not in on Kyle Schwarber. They are. But they want two out of five hitters, Pete Alonso, Kyle Schwarber, Alex Bregman, or Kazuma Okamoto at third base, or JT Realmuto behind the plate.
All right, there's your rundown. I feel like the list of five kind of trails off after three, if you're being honest. And that's where it's like, okay, you give us a list of five. If you start with Pete Alonso and Kyle Schwarber, we're going to be disappointed if you go to the back end of your list there. And Realmuto and Okamoto is the third baseman.
Nailed it.
Japan.
Yeah.
Fitzy, if you could pick two. If they're picking two who are your two? Pick two.
It's like an appetizer and an entree. I get to pick two.
I like those. like a good barbecue place, smoke shop barbecue. You go over there and they're like, well, you pick two meats. Oh, you're can I add a third meat? What's the add-on charge? Okay, Fitzy, pick two.
Yeah, I don't care what the upcharge is. It starts with Pete Alonso. I've been in on him since last year when Bradfo told me he wouldn't be a good fit. I disagreed then. And then now all of a sudden Bradfo's been telling me Pete Alonso would be a great fit. And I still agree with him there. And then the other one, I'll take Polanco, and then I want to spend to fill in for Bregman because Bregman's going to price himself out of New England.
Hey, Polanco wasn't on the list.
I'm ordering off menu. I'm allowed.
And no substitutions.
And then I'm taking my extra assets and all the extra money and getting Joe Ryan, and then signing him to a deal the size of Crochet. And then we've got bats, we've got dongs, and we've got strikeouts.
Except they may not trade Joe Ryan, if you believe, and I don't.
I don't.
I don't believe the crap that comes out of Minnesota. I think there's a lot of BS. BS comes out of Boston, too. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
But it's... what was that knowing acknowledgement for?
Just using my ears and my brain to listen to what Craig Breslow and company say.
Oh, okay. Well, if you believe what's coming out of Minnesota, they're not going to trade Joe Ryan.
That's right. Ken Rosenthal reported that earlier today. Byron Buxton and Pablo, what's his name? Right. I can't remember.
To Lopez me, that's, also on the list. We're not getting the offers we want to trade Joe Ryan out of Minnesota. That's trying to drum up the market. But, Fitzy went off the script a little bit there. So I'll go to you, Dan Ball. You're a man of principle and you follow instructions.
Yeah.
We were given five names by Steve Phillips. They're targets.
Okay.
Pick two.
It's Alonso and Bregman if I have to pick the two. I'm not interested in Real Muto. Okamoto, I don't want to roll the dice on something that you're spending good money for. And I think Schwarber and Alonso kind of cancel each other out. You need somebody who can play somewhere other than first base or DH as part of that. But if I can borrow Fitzy's rules and go off base, Ketel Marte out of Arizona. Seemingly he's on the market. Little steep. He's about $19 million, but he's a switch hitter, consistently a 280, 850 plus OPS kind of guy. Plays second base. So if you added Alonso and Ketel Marte to the right side of your infield with Story and Marcelo Meyer on the other side, then I would get busy with that as well.
508 has a good question. Real Muto, are they looking to trade Nervias as part of a deal for pitching? I feel like we have a lot of tradable assets now on the roster. Not even prospects. I'm not even talking necessarily about like Campbell and other guys.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's literally too many guys on the roster. You look at the outfield, you look at catcher, you look at pitcher. There's too many guys in the mix. Is it possible that some portion of those are going to be packaged together in another deal?
Yeah, it depends on who you're dealing with. Like if you're trading with Kansas City for Cole Reagans, they're not really about a rebuild right now. They want to keep Seth Lugo. They want to keep Michael Wacha. They want pieces that can help them win. So a Duran plus deal for Reagans is something that makes a lot of sense because you're able to trade from that glut of players that you have. You need to condense all of what you have in this offseason. That's my biggest goal. Take some of the good pieces you have, condense it in deals that bring you in great players, and that gives you a chance to compete.
And why did we stop talking about Skubal? Because everybody still says he's available, right? Like, you could trade for Tarik Skubal.
Theoretically.
And they keep trading for guys who were Cy Young candidates like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, right? Like, am I wrong?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Instead of going for the guy that's supposedly available, because if you want people to be excited, there is no better move than Tarik Skubal. If you put those two hosses out there to steal a word from the midday show.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. Like, I would start thinking 07 Patriots when they got Moss and Welker with Brady. Like, scorched earth kind of crap where we are back in terms of entitled town, the most unlikable fan on the planet. F you. We got these two guys. They get off the bus. You guys shouldn't even get off the bus because we're going to whoop your ass. That's two wins right there. Be careful because we might get another. We got some depth on. Like, why not that? Why are we acquiring guys who were Cy Young candidates 2, 3, and 4 years ago, Fitzy?
I don't know. I don't understand why that we just keep piling up like adequacy when you can just go for greatness.
Yeah.
Like, just well,
Larry Lucchino would have
totally
gone after.
Might become something when Andy,
like, that was
the best
mentality.
Trades ever. One of the best trades ever in Red Sox history. No, it's not Heathcliff Slocum for Derek Lowe and Veritek. That's like the greatest, but, one of the best trades was when Theo left the building for a while. Lucchino took over. Don't forget, Lucchino, he sent Hanley Ramirez to the Marlins for Josh Beckett and Mike Lowell. You do not win that World Series. You do not prove that 2004 was not a fluke without Lucchino saying, you know what? I keep hearing Hanley Ramirez is something, but you know what? Josh Beckett can beat the Yankees on a big stage, and Mike Lowell is clutch AF, and turns out he was right.
Yeah, we don't have that mentality. We're closer to it, I feel like. Bloom was as far away from that as you could possibly be. Yeah, Bloom was like...
By design.
Breslow, I think, is a little closer to that. Like, he did go get you Crochet. He did aggressively sign Bregman to a high AAV, interesting contract. Like, he's done some things, but he's not all in. He's not Dave Dombrowski, who's like, wait, Scooble's available? Why wouldn't I just go for Scooble? Why would I F around with Sonny Gray and anybody else?
Well, because no matter who's in charge, Bloom, Breslow, Alex Cora, who I think is coming next. I still believe that, and I'll believe it until it's proven to be untrue. They all pray to a higher power, which is organizational efficiency. Making a move for Tarik Skubal with 1 year on his contract before he becomes a free agent is an inefficient move. You're trading future assets for 1 year of a guy who is dead set on going to the free agent market. Does a championship contender and a team that values winning over all else make that move? Absolutely, they do. But that's not the Red Sox. It's an inefficient move according to their models and the way that they spend money, and that's why they're never in those kind of conversations.
There are few things that get me less excited about a baseball season than organizational efficiency.
But am I wrong?
No, you're right, but it's like... It's the worst, like, build-up to sex ever. It's like, you know, we're not doing that. Like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know where we're going here. This is not pillow talk. This is not getting me excited.
Well, it also kills me. I mean, I grew up, you grew up, Fitzy, you grew up, everybody grew up watching the Red Sox be at the forefront of all these conversations. Yeah. From 2004 on, it was the Red Sox versus the Yankees. And then it kind of became the Red Sox versus the Yankees versus the Dodgers for some of these players. And now it's the Yankees versus the Dodgers versus the Blue Jays for all of these players. And the Red Sox
and the Phillies.
The Red Sox are comfortable with bringing in the Oviedos, the Grays, the project guys, and it just does not make me want to root for my favorite team as much as I do when you're going for A-Rod, when you're going for Skubal. It kills me as a Red Sox
fan.
And
even worse, to put a bow on it, they continue to be the verbal teases.
Yep.
Trade deadline, we're going to get a number two starter in Joe Ryan.
Yep.
Now, we're going to get a number two starter and two big bats. And then your actions don't follow up your words, and you wonder why no one trusts you, and there's pessimism and angst in Red Sox Nation. That's going to do it for The Drive today here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, don't look now, but somebody's got a three-game winning streak.
Let's go.
Even though he's only got a 4-9 record. The pick six segment, baby. I'm feeling confident in my pick this week. That's all it takes. Couple wins, and I'm feeling good. Pick six parlay up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Trending. Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Fun Friday show. It's World Cup Day. We didn't really acknowledge it. I don't really know anything about it. They drew the teams and the groups of death and non-death and whatever.
It was not a group of death for the United States.
No, I've heard it's an easy group.
According to ESPN, yeah. A favorable matchup. Paraguay, Australia, and then the winner of a play-in, Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo.
Don't worry, we'll still find a way to underwhelm.
That part's true.
No, they should advance. I'm just going to say, if it's an easy group, then you better advance. Put some pressure on them, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, when you have the home field advantage, so to speak, you'd certainly like to do that. But
anyway, let's talk about some football we know something about. It's time now for the Pick Six Parlay.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six!
Jones with the pick six!
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
All right, gentlemen. We're performing better. And specifically, you know who's finally pulling his weight?
Woo!
Sandy Hart. Who is a winner, I'm just going to say is a winner 2 weeks in a row.
Yes, in some weeks I picked two winners.
Some weeks Andy picked a game that was negated by Ted Johnson to where we had a fill-in game that was picked. Both of them did end up winning, which I do find kind of humorous. God, I wish the one that he picked for you lost more than anything in the world in this
that
parlay.
That would have been a thing.
It would have been hysterical is what it would have been.
Would have been a thing.
We went 4-2 in week 13. We are 40-36 on the season. We are still chasing that elusive parlay victory.
Yep.
And
I'm still making donations on a weekly basis.
Andy's bank account and his favorite sports book still collecting donations. Ted Johnson 10-3. Fitzy and Brian tied for second at 7-6. Stiz and Dan are great with the young generation because they are both 6-7. And Andy is 4-9.
And chasing you, I made a promise and a declaration.
Da-dum.
I will not finish last.
Da-dum. Dun, dun,
I'm coming
dun, dun,
for
dun,
y'all.
Y'all, I was going to say, me or...
What's that phrase they say in the South? Fixin'? Finnin'?
I'm fixin' to do some winning.
Yep. I'm going to take you over.
Awesome. Rolled off the tongue. Glad you said it. Andy, your pick for this week.
So I am looking to the AFC South.
Okay.
You guys know I've kind of been a sneaky Jags fan all year. I kind of like what they're
doing. That's super untrue. Okay.
I like what they're doing. Liam Cohen, after he got past the embarrassment of Duval.
Sneaky Jags fan, okay.
My guy Shane Waldron on staff down there trying to fix the generational talent that is Trevor Lawrence.
The what that is Trevor Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. Generational talent.
Let him just keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
He's supposed to be a generational talent.
I'm trying to wrestle the shovel away from you as you keep talking, but go ahead.
So Colts and Jags is a longstanding rivalry, and I think the Colts are going in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a quarterback who is banged up. I think we've talked about it a lot. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. Jacksonville is getting 1.5 in this game. Give me the Jags to win this game outright, but if I need the points, I'll take them just to get the win in the parlay. But I think the Jags win this game outright, take another step toward the playoffs, and the Colts get closer to elimination.
Fitz, you like this one?
It's not bad. I think the Colts are a wounded animal right now. They're not doing anything well enough to instill the confidence that people had in them in the first half of the season when it looked like they were an absolute wagon. No Sauce Gardner, big problem. Daniel Jones with a 3D printed brace for his fractured fibula that was made by his friends. That's a problem as well. They're a one trick pony right now, and Jacksonville has a tenacious enough defense to be able to mitigate the damage of that one trick pony. I think the Jags win a game very similar, Andy, to last week's game, which was 20-16 Texans over the Colts.
So the 603 immediately responds, Andy, no, don't touch this game. Are you kidding me? Too late. I made my pick. I stand by it. I'm on a heater. It's a heat check.
Okay. It is kind of funny that they're home dogs. I'm a little surprised by that.
Yeah.
Just given the
you know
injury.
What they say?
No.
Home dogs bark the loudest.
Fitzy, your pick for this week.
I'll just start talking so Andy doesn't bark anymore. Does that work for everyone?
I'm comfortable with me.
Okay, believe it or not, a New England Patriots fan in a pick six group wager is actually going to go to the team that he loves trolling the most. Just end the season or all games are played and how you spell their name, J-E-S-T, Jest. I think the New York Jets are going to win outright on Sunday against the Miami Dolphins at MetLife Stadium. They are a 2.5-point dog at home. Home dogs bark the loudest. But also, the Jets are 3-2 in their last five. That's right, outright winners, not just against the spread, outright winners in three of their last five. Aaron Glenn has his slipshot, ragtag, traded away group playing pretty well. Dolphins are playing pretty well, too. But get this, guys. In games where the temperature was below 45 degrees at kickoff, Tua Tagovailoa is 0-8. Your kickoff temperature on Sunday, 41 degrees.
Science.
Yeah, it's true. Those are simply numbers. And the fact that there isn't
even play well in the cold at all.
The fact that there isn't even a one in that column after, like, it is such a hard and fast rule. Under 40 doesn't win. After how long has he been in the league now? Six, seven years?
6-7.
Did not do that on purpose, and I wish I hadn't said it. But I still can't wrap my head around that. Okay, so we got the Jags, we got the Jets, we got Ted Johnson and his 10-3 record going with the Los Angeles Rams, 8.5-point favorites against the Arizona Cardinals. Big number. Do you like it, Andy?
I do, actually, because I think the Rams are. I still do think they're the most well-rounded team in football, potentially, even though they had the hiccup last week. But Matthew Stafford, don't be throwing two interceptions and fumbling the ball away. That's how you lose as an 8.5-point favorite. But yeah, I think they probably bounce back against the Cardinals because the Cardinals just ain't it.
Fitzy, you like this one big number for a road team?
Yeah, but the problem is, I just don't want to. I don't want to get involved in anything with the Cardinals these days because while they're not winning lots of games, for some reason, whatever Jedi powers Jacoby Brissett picked up along the way recently and the thing that he's got going on with Michael Wilson kind of just make them like a nag. Like, they're not going to win, but could I see them can I see the Rams up 15 with a minute and a half left and a garbage time touchdown comes in and they end up covering by 8, losing by 0.5? Yes. So it's a scary proposition. I understand why, but it's risky.
It's risky, and the slate this week is also just kind of tough. I mean, there's compelling games, but there aren't a lot of obvious I feel comfortable making these picks. One of them, however, for me, because I got in and made my pick first, was Denver -7.5 at Las Vegas. It
seems safe.
Yeah, it's been sound. A kind of a race to the pick of whoever can pick who's playing against the Raiders, and I just happen to win it this week.
The only concern I would have, and I make this joke with some seriousness behind it, is I feel like every time I watch a Broncos game, they're up like 6-3.
Yeah.
And you're like, this one's probably over. They're kind of controlling it, but you just never know when you're laying 7.5 points how that game plays out because their defense is great and their offense is an offense.
Yeah, it was 20. Their last handful of games, 27-26 at the Commanders, 22-19 against the Chiefs, 10-7 against the Raiders, 18-15 against the Texans. So the last four have been nail biters. Mm. And a couple of, teams in there and the Commanders and the Raiders that you look at and go, I don't love it, but I'm gambling on Denver proving that they deserve to be where they are. I may not believe it as much as I believe it with New England, but I will gamble enough to have them win by 7.5 or more.
The other concern that I have here is I always think, and I've told you guys this a million times, division games can be weird. And if I'm looking at this right, division game, division game, division game, division game. We're 4-for-4 picking division games so far. Oh, great. This ought to be fun.
We're picking the weird.
At least we took the underdogs in a couple of them. So maybe that's helps us there, taking the underdogs. But division games get weird.
I like it.
Division dog. That's what we'll call this, the division dog parlay.
Well, people are calling us idiots because, God, I got to start betting against you guys. Two picks and two dogs and picking the Jets.
We're
and
40
and
36. We're up four games on the season, mofo.
Yeah, mofo. 508.
There's a disagreement about the temperature at kickoff between Dolphins and Jets too. So I don't know if you're checking out.
Why? Who's what is Bruce Schwegler saying on the text line?
413 says it's going to be 41 degrees. He's got you by a degree. I'm just
okay. Guess what? Under 45. Still under 45.
That was the stat. Yeah, 4-1-3.
Yeah, so, yeah,
you idiots.
You suck it, Dick Albert.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, now.
And to round out the parlay this week, Stiz, Stan Bruno, out today, has the Cleveland Browns. He's betting on them, and he means it.
Shador?
4.5-point favorites, Shador and the Browns, against the 1-11 Tennessee Titans.
So we already won a game picking Shador, right?
Yes.
Or I won a game picking Shador.
Right.
We going to that well again?
I mean,
how we feel about that?
1-11 Tennessee. Cam Ward has like 7 touchdowns and 7 picks or
yeah,
something like that.
That's not great
on the
either.
Year. No, I know.
Against the Cleveland, I just want to put it against the Cleveland, the worst team in football, against the Cleveland defense at home where they are monsters.
Right up until Shador throws 2 pick sixes or something weird happens.
Hey, they're 1-1 in their last 2. Now the win is against the Raiders, but they beat them by 14.
Yep.
And that was the game that you picked.
As I predicted.
No, I'm okay with that. And then Brian Frazoco has the Bills minus 5.5 against the Cincinnati Bengals, a game that Fitz, you highlighted right off the rip when we were talking about which games are you most intrigued by. So you comfortable with a 5.5 number for Buffalo?
I see. That to me is the ultimate teaser game, Dan.
Yeah.
Like you tease Cincinnati up to take the classic 6-pointer, get them up to 11.5, just on the off chance, like they're down a few and there's a pick or a fumble or something late and there's some Bills Mafia magic later on. I can only imagine that there are going to be so many teasers this Sunday, teasing the Broncos down, teasing Cincinnati up. A lot like, I'm sure last night a lot of people got cleaned out because it seemed too easy to have like Dallas plus 9.5. Who had them losing by 14? But then again, good to have, by the way, we didn't even really talk about last night's game. Glad to have those frauds out of the picture now. That's it. Enough. Like, stop. You tempted me and you teased me and you pleased me temporarily with that offense and the Quinnen Williams addition. You stink. You're still the Cowboys. Go F yourselves.
So our picks for this week, Jaguars plus 1.5. You got the Jets plus 2.5. Rams minus 8.5. Denver Broncos minus 7.5. Browns minus 4.5. And the Bills minus 5.5. Those 6 picks win Andy Hart $107.44 on his $2 bet. That might be a season record.
I think it is.
At plus 5272 for those that are wagering. 10-537-22 is your number.
Christmas money, baby.
That's right. Good luck to those who are participating.
Now who's dog? Now who's barking?
I think that was me, but I didn't do it, so I don't know. Jackson with the old drop in my own head. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends as we put the end to an odd show here for an odd week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Talk to you then.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to odds and ends, I want to get to a phone call. Matt has been waiting forever. I think he is reacting to a Furzoco Friday. Matt in Rhode Island has a thought on the Jaylen Brown for Giannis trade. What's up, Matt? Matt? Is he sleeping?
He may be.
Is
he
double dry hop, Matt? What are you doing? What's up, buddy?
Is he heavy breathing, sleeping in the background?
Okay, gotta go, Matt.
He didn't like Jaylen Brown for Giannis. That's what his takeaway was. Did not like the trade that was put out.
So I don't like it either. I don't. Are there not questions about Giannis's ability to fit in with a dynamic, like fit in with a team structure? Like he's
won
once.
Find a way to make it work. Make it work.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't work? Now you trade away something that you know works. You've proven that it works. Tatum and Brown works. Whatever the weirdness of their relationship is,
yeah,
they've made it work for a long time and they won a title. They've been to the finals, right? They've been to the Eastern Conference. Like, they continue to win when both of them are healthy, correct?
Yeah, marginally more than Giannis wins.
Yeah,
they both have one title. They both have kind of been around it for
Giannis
a while.
Giannis got worse when you gave him Dame time, right?
Yeah, okay.
So there's a question of star power and fourth quarters and fits.
It's not star power as an umbrella term. It's that particular star with the star in Giannis.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I would wonder if you put Giannis and Jason Tatum together, if that would work. I don't know that Jason Tatum has ever felt that pressure, right? Of now there's a big dog. There's a big dog there. Like, Jaylen Brown has accepted his role. Like, haven't we seen that over the years? He's accepted his role as number two. I don't think Giannis is just going to accept his role, right? If they lose, if things aren't going right, if they can't finish games,
yeah,
I think there's going to be a
your definition of accept is interesting. I mean, every chance he's had to complain about not being given enough opportunity in Boston.
Don't be a drama queen.
But it's tell your boy Jaylen Brown not to be a drama queen. The chances that he gets to talk about the fact that he isn't given enough opportunity, that he could be a guy somewhere, he takes it. I don't look at Jaylen Brown as being thrilled with the situation that he's in, but he's thrilled by the money he gets and the winning opportunity that he has. And I could absolutely see Giannis coming in with his better ability to both distribute and rebound and taking that same opportunity.
Also, we need to factor in here. Joe Mazzulla likes to do what?
Emphasize only shooting threes.
What does Giannis not do?
Bully the media.
Do judo in front of his teammates.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of answers
Bully
to that.
Bully members of the media that do nothing wrong.
Giannis ain't shooting threes.
He's not a
stretch five for you, or a stretch four, or whatever the hell you want to call him. Right, he's a bully ball, 2 points. That's the way he plays.
Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that great from a dynamic game planning ability? Like, Mazzulla's not going to try to shoehorn Giannis into shooting threes. It kind of just automatically injects another element of your offense. I'm trying my best here.
Appreciate your effort. Time now for odds and ends here on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's Cars with a K. Christian Arcan giggling in the background. What's up, Christian?
Hi, I was laughing at something unrelated, so it was not because of
You're
your
just
take.
I'm just saying
what
Dan
I was
Ball
laughing about.
Right
Do you have something you'd like to share with the rest of us, Amazing Larry?
Actually, yes. I would like to share that, Andy, I just don't think you like basketball. You don't like the way Giannis plays. You don't like the way Jason Tatum plays. You don't like three-pointers. What basketball do you like? It seems like you don't like any part of basketball. So why do you pretend like you do?
I like Jaylen Brown.
Uh-huh.
I like three-pointers when they fit in, not when you take 55 of them.
Okay. Yeah. You don't like Jason Tatum?
I've never really loved Jason
Tatum. Okay, well, he's a pretty unique scorer. He's not just the guy who chucks threes. He can play. He doesn't play bully ball.
And a great defender and an elite rebounder, don't forget. That always gets undersold around here, Arkan.
It really does.
I will say the heyday of Andy's basketball Big men were big men. They played down low, and they were Shaq and those guys.
So why don't you like Giannis then? That's what Giannis does.
Because he doesn't really. He's more of a forward moving. He's not really a post guy. He's a bully guy.
He's a dominant player like Shaq was.
His manifestations or actions or histrionics. Like, he runs a guy over and then is, like, angry at the guy. Like, you lowered your shoulder and ran the guy over. You can't be angry at him.
Oh, so he's a superstar in the NBA.
There's probably some of that.
He's a contemporary basketball player.
You do notice, you list Tatum, you list, like, I don't like LeBron. I kind of don't like superstars in the NBA. I think you nailed it.
You like the underdog.
He doesn't like basketball.
No.
Right? He doesn't really like basketball very much, it seems like.
Screw you, what do you got tonight?
How it appears. I've got 1 hour as we have BC and UMass Lowell hockey that we're going to be carrying tonight.
Nice.
As 850 has the high school football championship there.
Congrats to Fairhaven on their title last
Absolutely.
Night.
Absolutely. A very, very busy night here on all of our airwaves. So I'm going to open with the Red Sox. This deal that got made last night, we broke the news, and it got me thinking. I was reading a tweet from Tom Caron, as a matter of fact, who said the amount of pitching depth the Sox just added over the last 2 years of Craig Breslow's tenure is remarkable, and I want to analyze that statement because there's been a lot of moves. He's made a lot of moves with a lot of pitchers, and I just want to see if the good actually outweighs the bad because it's been a lot of misses here along with some of the hits. We'll get into that. And also, Celtics-Lakers tonight with none of the Lakers. I'm excited about that. And I don't know if you guys watched the FIFA thing today. Either of you watch FIFA?
I was on back in the studio here, yeah. I don't really know what happened.
The president said something wild.
Oh, did
during
he?
The FIFA thing.
Oh,
yes.
I'll be listening.
Well, he
to
was
that.
Given some sort of like award, wasn't he?
We'll get to it at 6:45.
Okay,
I don't want to spoil it.
I will be in my car listening, as everybody else will, just like I was last night when somehow when teams like the Cowboys haven't reached the championship game in a certain period of time, you made fun of them, and yet you've already given the Patriots credit for basically winning a Super Bowl and rekindling a dynasty.
Not yet. I'm saying if they do.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The breakdown of all the teams and the time between sort of rekindling the dynasty, getting back to the Super Bowl, and hopefully the Patriots.
I wasn't giving the Patriots credit for having done it yet. I was saying if they continue on this path, then they will have done it while these other teams, it took them so long, was the point.
And it could still take the Patriots a long time.
It certainly could. And I'm not saying they did it yet.
Stick around for the Christian Arcan Show, 6:45. You'll hear from the president. We know Stiz will be listening to that. We'll be back on Monday, 2 to 6. Sort of not really a Patriots Monday, coming off a big weekend of football. In the NFL, we are all rooting or at least watching Bengals Bills. Nice job, Dan Ball. Nice job, Jackson. Spitzy, great job. Hopefully, we'll have Ted back next week. We'll have Stiz back next week. 2 to 6 Monday, WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you then.
See ya. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.